This is a download from the flyer at Lewis University. For more information, visit thelewisflyer.com. Hello, I'm Alex Bannerman, the flyer's opinions editor. What you are hearing is a podcast which serves as an audio addition to the column you are reading. It allows you to not only read the analysis and background behind the event I've written on, but simultaneously hear my analysis on the topic. It's the first of hopefully many podcasts with the aim to expand these podcasts in my other pieces. This will usually be recorded over a microphone, but due to problems with the software, it is being recorded over a phone line. When Mark Zuckerberg announced Facebook was to buy Instagram for $1 billion, it was unprecedented. Facebook had not conducted such a deal before, and Zuckerberg admitted that as the deal was announced, that very few of these transactions would take place. Yet, after it was confirmed, not only did this signal a major investment in Instagram, it secured the notion of the potential that social media has. Facebook is no stranger to photo software. It attempted to launch something similar called Facebook Pictures, which didn't go over very well. With Facebook's investment in Instagram, it sends a clear message to what people should expect of Facebook, as it works to maintain its uniqueness within social networks. There was, however, one additional question that came to mind as I researched this column and conducted interviews. Will Facebook and Twitter partner together when it came to Instagram, considering Instagram's popularity on Twitter? That is, for the moment, up in the air, but as Van Abeloff noted in this article, a partnership may be unlikely. Yet, for the moment, this deal secures Facebook's signature role in the digital world as a premier social network. This has been a download from the Flyer at Lewis University. Please continue to enjoy the content on thelewisflyer.com and interact with us through email, Facebook, and Twitter. Links to access us through these services can be found at the top of any page you're visiting at the Flyer website. Thanks to Dave Hansen for his assistance, and thank you for listening. For the Flyer Online, I'm Alex Venn.